When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show. Hour number two. We are the Junkies, live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and also 910 The Fan in Richmond. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. All brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team. All right, joining us now is our good friend Ricky Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Happy holidays, Rick.
Hey, boys. Playing game. Walk-up music?
Yeah, we played it.
We just played it.
You played it. You weren't listening.
Yeah, we got your walk-up song.
I was talking to your guy.
We played it for you. No, we played it. All right. So give us an update here on what all this means. I guess it looks like they're going to pass this resolution. Golly knows, spend more money. But part of it is, it's like a 1,500-page thing. And part of what they've wedged in there is this RFK deal where it gives them control of the land, I guess D.C.
instead of the federal
government. People are acting like it's a big deal. Rick, can you explain? I always thought this was kind of a formality. You're still going to have to come up with the money, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is enough to tip the scales.
Well, first off, Maryland can rest easy now that we got a fighter wing going to protect our coast from the Russians. So, you know, the British come back at the War of 1812, we're going to kick their butt.
Well, was there some sort of trade-off? Like Maryland decided they would not hold opposition to this if they got – what did they get?
Yeah, they got some fighter planes out of Andrews. And
what are they going to do with that?
Hey, I'm telling you, if the British come back, we're ready for them this time. I don't know. It seems stupid to me too, but whatever. Yeah. And they got funding. We got more funding for the Key Bridge,
right?
So we don't have that even come out of our pockets. But anyway, this is a great for a next step, but it's not the last step. And if you now the city council has to approve the funding, and good luck with that, because if you can remember, 20 years ago, when the Nats came, it was a life and death struggle to get funding for this stadium to allow that team to come to D.C. And Mayor Barry, well, who was councilman then, put a headlock on people to finally it was a death match to get it approved. And the city council is still today, there's no votes on this council. You got to get a majority that approves the money. They just gave Uncle Teddy a half bill, so you're not flush with it. But this allows, what this does is this allows D.C. to finally do something with the eastern gateway to the city, just like it did with the Navy Yard. The last thing built down the eastern side of the city was RFK. You know, it's been abandoned for so long. Now you can do a waterfront property. You can bring in the big guns. The city doesn't want just a stadium. It wants all this housing and community stuff and all these things, which are great, you know, but that's all part of it. So the city council is not going to just throw open the vault and say, hey, you know, Harris, you want, what do you want? Like they did with Leonsis, I guess. But this is a great next step. And this, the lease will be for 99 years, so we're all dead. Who cares on that? And, you know, Congress has to still approve this big, you know, continuing resolution, which basically funds the government. Mm-hmm. And then everybody throws their pork projects in this thing at the end. So that's how that worked. That's how the Key Bridge funding went, things like that. Maryland finally dropped their opposition when they said, well, you're not just going to leave FedEx Field sitting there like it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was all negotiated with Jack Kent Cook's time about how things reverted afterwards. So this isn't really new, as much as chest thumping as there is on there. I say it's probably 80% to 20%. It's now at RFK now. I'd put it up.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, but it's by no means. It's no means a done deal.
All right, but explain this to me.
80% is pretty strong.
I understand now they have the, you know, control of the land or whatever, but they're still going to have to come up with the money, right? If Maryland offers $1 billion, they're not going to offer $1 billion or whatever.
Right. There's that, too.
That's a massive part of it. Isn't that the most important part?
Yeah, well, Maryland's $3 billion under budget now, so $3 billion. So the Maryland doesn't have unlimited money either. And
they're over budget or under budget?
Under budget. They're under. They're $3 billion in the hole right now in Maryland. Good luck with this.
Okay.
You know, so that's, they're not flush with cash to make these deals either. And, you know, constituents should be, and Marylanders should be looking at this hard. I think D.C. offers them enough to get this done. Because it's not just about money, although it's always about money, but the Maryland backside Harris could sell that out and help fund a stadium too. So how much what do you want for the future? You know, you have to think about, we're not thinking about tailgating in the future because that's going to get cut back a lot.
What do you mean?
You know, they're not going to be the room for it.
Because there's not going to be room for it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's 170 acres at this project. They're basically, the city says you can have the stadium imprint, and you can have some of the parking lot, you know, probably the one, I'm not sure which one, but you'll get some. But it's not going to be the days of open skies of bring your trailer and sit out there. And that's, it's all part of it. The future of sports attendance, they're going to build a stadium about 60,000 seats because they know they're not going to need it. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, you're going to be wearing your VR headset and feeling like you're sitting in the living room, feeling like you're on the field. This all stuff is coming.
That's
coming
sucks.
Soon. So you're not going. And let me put the other thing: when they build your new stadium, how much is it going to cost to go? You're not building a $2 billion stadium and getting in for $10. You know, it's
right.
It's going to be expensive, and I have not heard the words PSLs yet. But let's see what happens there. And it's going to be rich folks who can go to the games, and average people are going to be frozen out. And welcome to your nice new stadium at RFK. I mean, there's some real problems here.
Right.
So you think it's going to happen, though?
Well, that's a total change, because you were always like, it's just going to be at the old site. It's going to be at the old site, the current site. It's just going to, you know, whatever.
Well, they finally got control of the land. I wasn't sure they were going to get it. But they did. They managed to muscle up, you know, and get it. For all the politicians posturing about things, they finally broke them down. So it's, you know, it's RFK's to win. I'll say that.
Wow.
Now, if the politicians screw it up, if the city council gives him too hard a time with Harris, then he'll go ahead and stay in Maryland. He's got options. You know, we haven't said the word Virginia yet, and I don't think that's worth saying.
Right.
And they're not after that arena debacle. Forget that.
So you think it's 80% RFK site and then 20% staying in Maryland?
Yeah. That's my new odds.
All right, what about the idea? I kept hearing people when I was driving this morning talking about a dome, that it's going to be a dome. Yeah. And then Drabby tells me that, like, retractable roofs, they don't even use them anymore. It's, like, not even cost effective. Like, is it going to be a dome?
There's a lot of talk of it. You know, it's money talks, but I would think so, because with a dome, you can do 200 nights a year if you want. Mm-hmm. With an open air stadium, you've got 10 football, a rock concert, and a, you know, monster jam. You know, you can't afford that for $2 billion. You've got to have events. And you can pitch it to the city of, look at all the extra revenue, look at all the extra jobs that Dome represents. You know, so many people are ushers, vendors are working 200 days. They're not working 12. So you have to go that way. You really do. And you can bring in some cool stuff if you have the Dome.
I heard somebody suggest the World Cup. Do they ever play World Cups in a dome? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they have. I mean, I'm not an export cup expert, but yeah. I mean, because they had some of that stuff out in the Middle East, what, a few years ago, and yeah, it was 120 degrees.
When they were in, like, Qatar or whatever? Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
All right. So let's move on to the game this weekend with the Commanders-Eagles. How are you feeling about this? This is, you know, it's not a must-win right now for the Commanders, but since the Falcons have now replaced Cousins, who's been playing like ass, they're putting in Michael Penix, and if the Falcons beat the Giants and the Commanders lose to the Eagles, that means that Falcon-Commanders game in a week and a half, it's already been flexed to Sunday night. It's a huge matchup, but let's just start with the Eagles. How are you feeling about this game?
Kind of skipping over it, to be honest, because it's not the relevant game. The Atlanta game is the relevant game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Eagles series is always the weirdest series I've noticed of the year. It's always the strange plays, the weird wins. But I think the Eagles are rocking right now, and I could see them winning this one. You know, I don't want to say handily because it never happens that way. I mean, last time it was, what, 8 points difference?
Yeah.
But the Eagles had them the whole game.
Yeah.
And they scored a couple of touchdowns at the end out of junk. So I think the Eagles are rocking, and they win this one. And it really comes down to then beat Atlanta. You don't really want to go down to Dallas, but I think Dallas, they'll beat them because Dallas won't have anything to play for. And they'll finish with, what, 11 wins. I mean, who guessed this would be an 11-win team?
Yeah. 11-6 would be incredible. Right?
Well, we haven't had a season like that since the last Super Bowl in 91.
Yeah.
So they've been playing with house money this year ahead of things.
Let me ask you this. Dan Quinn, if he turns a 4-13 team into an 11-6 team, how does he not just run away with Coach of the Year? I mean, I know Coach of the Year usually goes to a coach, you know, on a team that's got a really, like, one of the best records. So, but I don't know how you don't give it to him. I mean, I'm sure Kevin O'Connell's going to get a bunch of votes. He might win it. But Dan Quinn's got to get a ton of votes.
Yeah, I did that on my video series today about I think he deserves it. Adam Peters absolutely is the exec of the year, or that's a cheating if they don't give him it. But, yeah, he's done a good job of keeping them focused. He took a roster that not only was lost its last eight games and was 4-win overall, he flipped the roster at 60% of last year's roster. That's unprecedented since 1945 for this team.
Yeah.
And now they're up to about 80% different from last year. So he took all these new people. I call it, he did the team of rivals. He took coaching staff that he was against, but these weren't all of his boys. Some of them, but he did what Abe Lincoln did. I want to take all my opponents and put them in my cabinet. That's what he did. And he did a great job of that. He's kept them focused and gritty. Can he do it a second year? That's going to be the real interesting part. You can do anything for one season. Can you do it again? Because people start to let down from that adrenaline rush kind of thing he's doing. But he's,
well, also,
he's
look at the schedule. Look at their opponents next year. Markedly different. Have you looked at that yet?
Not too much.
The
schedule's not out. But next year, I'll be in Europe in September, and you guys can talk all you want amongst yourselves.
But what do you think, Rick? What do you think the ceiling is for this team then? So you got them at 11. Who's he have? Do you have them beating Philly or no? You have them beating Atlanta and Dallas.
Yeah, he's got them losing to Philly.
Yeah.
All right, so they get to 11. What's their ceiling then? They basically haven't beaten a team with a winning record for the most part.
Well, you beat who's in front of you. But I would say come playoff time, it's most likely Philly, but it could be Detroit. I'd rather see Detroit. They could win a playoff game, and then if you have a quarterback like Jaden, you got a puncher's chance of beating anybody. I mean, the 87 Super Bowl team wasn't the greatest team coming into the playoffs, and they caught lightning. So you never know. But things like the Ertz injury kind of worries me because that's a different part of the field they really need to recapture. Mm-hmm. On things that, you know, they can get receiver by committee, but Ertz was a safety valve in the middle, and maybe he'll be back in time on that. But they've got to change their offense some. They've got to go back to the smash mouth NFC East style of days where you go up the gut and beat people that way, because they can't get on the edges. We saw that last week. New Orleans sealed the edge on them, and Jaden forced in the middle. Jaden's got to get rid of the ball a little more. He's got to be smarter about it, not take sacks. Got to learn to throw the ball away instead of running for 1 yard. So they're moving the offense inside the interior, and that's for the better because they're better from guard to guard than they are at the tackles. So if they can adjust that, I think they've got a puncher's chance. I mean, I don't see them in a Super Bowl, but I think they could go at least a round in the playoffs.
Hmm. Well, how do you evaluate? Obviously, you talk about Peters and the job he's done, and the coaches that they brought in. How do you evaluate Cliff and Joe Witt Jr.?
Joe Witt has really quietly done a nice job with this team.
Yeah,
I mean, you lost John Allen, and your D line's improved.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got Lattimore. They didn't even throw at him last week. I guess they thought he was Darryl Green. That was weird. Not even one pass. So it's quietly, the defense is not great, but it's good. And the off, you know, Cliff, I think sometimes Cliff got in his own head, makes some strange calls on that. But overall, has done a decent job. But I think Cliff's toughest test is the next month, mm-hmm. reworking this. Because, you know, January football is different. So can he do it? Can he, you know, give up some things he loves to beat him in other ways? That's the question. And for Quinn, don't kick 54-yard field goals. Pin the rookie quarterback down the other end. That was a terrible decision. Mm-hmm. It almost bit him for the game. He's made a couple like that. He sometimes goes for the win, you don't make it. So mm-hmm. Overall, they've done great. And Peters, the only mistake I'd say about Peters in a way is he gave Sam Hartman $2 million to sign, and then they cut him and they never used him, and he's on reserves. What was that about? But that's such a minor thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done well with the draft. He's accumulated more picks. He's found a lot of guys on one-year deals. Now, next year, can he get some of these guys back? Probably, but he hasn't really misstepped either. Next year will be a challenge. I mean, we think there's going to be a lot more prime time. I could see them playing Thanksgiving again. They'll probably have an overseas game. Won't surprise me. Gonna be a step up.
Here you go. Here are some of the opponents next year that we know of. I'm not sure that we know all of them yet, but Green Bay, the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Vikings,
the Lions,
the Bears,
playing the NFC North,
the Broncos. I mean, you know, it's definitely a more challenging schedule next season.
I think they're playing the AFC West and the NFC North.
Yeah, so you're going to have to earn those 11 wins next year.
But they should be better. They'll have another draft under their belt, another free agency round.
Rick, here's the thing about, I mean, I've been saying all week that this game really doesn't, it's not a must win. But if they do lose to the Eagles, and we have no idea what to expect from Penix because it's his first start, right? We have no idea. But he's playing the Giants. But let's just say they're a different offense. Like the Falcons are more explosive with Penix than they were with Cousins. Man, that Commanders-Falcons game, that's an elimination game.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And if Commanders lost that game, they're pretty much out because the Falcons finished with the Panthers at home in Week 18, probably going to win that game if they look good this week. So it's an elimination game, and that would be really disappointing for Commanders fans if they didn't make the playoffs when they kind of controlled it for, you know, 14, 15 weeks.
Yeah, so much I heard in recent weeks is, oh, they've already won a lot of games. I'm really happy at how much better it is. No. When you're 7-2, you hit the gas because you might get lucky this year. Because as you say, next year isn't a given. This isn't a given of continued rise, so hit it while you can. And they seem to have pulled out of that. You know, they had a tough three-game stretch there for reasons, but you know, I think people would be disappointed. I'd be disappointed. I didn't come back here to watch nothing, but it's not going to be easy. It never is easy in the NFL. So look at the Saints win. Was that easy? I mean, you know.
No, of course not.
If you think so, it's just how this thing goes here. But they did win these close games this year instead of losing, so maybe some of Dan Snyder's karma's, you know, out of here.
Yeah.
You know, because they would have lost that game. How many times did they lost the Saints game?
Yes.
All day long.
Agreed. So, well, that's because they just had bad quarterbacks the entire time. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right, Rick, we got to get out of here. Happy holidays to you, buddy. Good talking. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, bud.
All right. It's a good friend, Rick Snyder. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Adam Kaplan will talk NFL with him. And of course, we're still going to talk to Coach Carbs at 9:25, Caps head coach. So stay with us. It's been up
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.